following is a president speak at Bonita, Oklahoma, Wednesday, December 29, 1948.
At Bonita, as your Democratic State Chairman, I am honored and happy tonight to present to you some of our outstanding Democratic candidates for our state office. First, I want to present to you an outstanding judge, an outstanding man, and a man who will be in the Supreme Court at our next election. This time, Mr. N.T. Johnson. Mr. Johnson, will you come out, please? We also have with us a man whom I think, and I know you think, should serve as your first district congressman. A man who will represent you well. I think you've been without representation for the last 2 years. Mr. Dexter Gilmer.
Thank you,
Dexter. We also have the next United States Senator for the state of Oklahoma, Robert S. Bob Kerr. Then, ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor and privilege this time to present to you the governor of the great state of Oklahoma, Roy J. Turner. Gentlemen, my fellow Oklahomans, it's really a distinct pleasure for me to present to you the President of the United States and the next President of the United States. Thank you very much. Governor Turner and fellow Democrats, it certainly is a pleasure to be here tonight in your wonderful city of Bonita. I've been here many a time. I was driving to Houston, Texas one time, stopped here at 5 o'clock in the morning to get breakfast. And I got a good one, too. Wasn't quite as much as John Garner gave me the other day, but I had plenty to get to Houston on anyway. I'm going through the United States from one end to the other. It gives you some idea of what the real issues are in this campaign. And you have a right to know what those issues are. If you understand those issues, you won't have any trouble making up your mind how to vote. There are just two things in this campaign that you want to keep in mind. One is that the Republicans are for special interests and the Democrats are for the people. That's the difference between the two parties. The Democrats are a forward-looking party, and they're a party of the people. And they do things for the people. You've been troubled here with floods. The Democratic Party's been for flood control. The gateway to this Grand River project up here, which not only furnishes the power and controls the floods, but it's a nice place to go for an outing. There's hundreds of cases like that all over the United States, where the Democratic Party has been for the people. This last Congress tried its best to do in the REA and cut the farmer's throat, which they are most happy to do. They want to turn the farmer back to the speculators, and that I'm not going to have while I'm President of the United States. These stand-cutters, known as the 80th Congress, fought our approach to these things. Now you can remedy that situation very easily by just turning them out and putting in some people who know where they're going. You ought to be sure and send Dixie Gilmer to the Congress, and I'm sure you're going to send Bob Kerr to the Senate. And I'd like very much for every Democrat in Oklahoma and every good man in Oklahoma who's interested in the welfare of this country to turn out and vote the Democratic ticket on Election Day. And if you do that, the country will be safe for another 4 years. I won't be troubled with a housing shortage. How would you like to meet my family? Little Truman. My daughter Margaret. Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much, and I'll certainly accept the spirit in which it's given.